Hello.
Yes, hi. Is this Tom Smith?
Hello. It is.
Tom, hi. This is Don Rose from Penguin Book Writers. How are you today, sir?
I'm well, thanks very much. How are you?
I'm doing good, sir. So I was basically following up on the conversation you had during a chat session with one of my colleagues, Rob Williams. So I basically wanted to take this opportunity to find out, as to what kind of expectations or what exactly are you looking forward to in terms of your literary endeavor, and how we, the book writers, can assist you, in that endeavor for you.
Okay, so I have a manuscript, which is basically actually an 81-page epilogue.
Okay.
Do you know what an epilogue is?
So you have basically summarized the entire plot in the end. Is that what
Excuse
you have
me,
done?
You know what an epilogue is? You know
it's
what an epilogue
summary,
is?
It's basically the writing at the end of the book or an act or a play?
No. No, sir.
No. Okay.
It's a fable.
Okay.
And it stars animals as the characters. And it's a moral story, so there's a moral ending. And it's written in verse. So there are 420 lines of verse.
Okay.
And for each of the creatures, each of the stars, the animal characters, they have a page of their own verse and five photographs for which I have standard licensees.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have page one through page end in a way that I think it's pretty well ready for somebody to drop into a publishing format. I can't.
Okay.
I don't have the
set.
But it's I know what I want. I know I have the photographs. I have the verse. Yeah.
Okay.
I need somebody to do the layout, and then I need the rest. I don't have the front part. This is my ISBN. This is my dedication. These are my authors.
Uh-huh.
This is the index. I don't have a cover or back.
Understood.
And then
okay.
after that's there, I need to get it marketed or print it and then market it. You guys
okay.
do that?
Absolutely, sir. Absolutely, we do that. We provide a whole range of services. As a matter of fact, we are actually a one-stop shop solution for all your book writing, marketing, and publishing needs. Okay. Now, I have a couple of questions here, Tom. So,
please.
You said that you also have pictures, for this book as well?
Photographs.
Said, photographs. Okay. Okay. And how many photographs are we looking at? Five of them?
You're looking at 160.
160. I'm sorry. Okay, 160. Okay. So, and the write-up itself, the manuscript, how many pages is that, sir?
Well, the manuscript, again, there are 12 to 16 lines of verse for each of the characters.
Okay.
And who are birds, by the way, just for the record.
Mm-hmm.
And so each bird has 12 to 16 lines of verse, the notion would be to have a nice photograph of one of the birds on the left side of a two-page spread, and on the right side have the verse and then four small photos of birds of the same genre who are smiling, swimming, flying, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, Tom, speaking of genre, what kind of genre does this book will fall under, sir?
Well, this is my first one.
Okay.
So, and you're the expert, so I'll ask you.
Obviously,
sir.
I would need to take a look at the manuscript in order for me to better understand as to what would be the most appropriate genre for this book. Because, see, once we determine the correct genre, only then we'll be able to create a brand and, start, the social media marketing, targeting the correct audience in terms of community engagements, so on and so forth. So, there are multiple layers of exercises that can be done based upon the genre of the book. Okay. So how long did it take you to come up with this concept, sir? Writing everything, coming up with the ideas, compiling and, basically getting hold of the photographs. So, how did it pan out for you? How long did it take you to do all of this?
To have the idea and write the book about an hour and a half.
Oh, okay. That was rather quick.
It just happened. I was just sitting there and it happened.
So you're just in the zone. Okay.
I was there and I was all of a sudden I wrote it out. All 36 mm-hmm. birds. Then mm-hmm. I've been working for probably 6 to 9 months to get it where I thought it would be something people would like.
Okay, okay. So, and this is your first attempt at doing anything like this? You have not done anything like
Correct.
This in the past? Oh, okay.
I'm not an author. I'm not a publisher. Mm-hmm. I'm not a writer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm mostly retired. I've done no fiction or poetry mm-hmm. Writing before.
Okay, okay.
Although I have a couple of poems published, actually, in a mm-hmm. literary journal.
Okay, okay. Perfect. So do you think so that if this book is going to go ahead and do well for you, this would basically encourage and motivate you to write more books along the same lines? Or perhaps, you know, branching out into different genres?
Well, I have a collection of probably 30 poems and 40 mm-hmm. haiku and 40 mm-hmm. limericks that might fit in the book. That's a pretty good amount of poetry.
Okay, okay.
It's been a long time since I've written. I don't know what else I could write. No telling what I could write.
Okay, okay.
Now that I have time on my hands and mm-hmm. motivation and have something actually published,
mm-hmm.
Who knows what will happen.
Yeah, absolutely. You never know. Okay. So
but
now
I usually write a complete uh-huh. poem one every 2 or 3 nights.
Oh, okay. Okay. So basically the love for poetry, it's sort of inherent. That is an intrinsic part of your personality. So you are a poet at heart. For all intents and purposes.
I've, mm-hmm. In a previous career I did scientific writing. And so I have 60 plus book chapters and publications in the science genre. So I can write, which is a fair amount of publications.
Perfect.
So I can write book chapters about science stuff. But as I mentioned, I've never written fiction or poetry before. I've written only nonfiction.
Okay, okay. So now, Tom, let's come to the most operative part of our discussion. So if, you know, you do decide to give us the contract, you sign us up, obviously, you will go ahead and share the manuscript with us, you know, every detail, all the photographs. So our end of the bargain would be that we would basically go about, you know, looking at the entire manuscript extremely minutely. We'll review everything thoroughly. What we will also do is do a thorough review, proofreading, developmental editing. We will also go about, you know, checking the syntax, the punctuation, and making sure that the entire draft, the manuscript, is well and truly aligned and conforms with all the literary standards, the standards that are required to publish the book along the lines of your targeted audience who would go about, you know, downloading, buying, and reading your book, okay? So this is what we do. And besides that, obviously you would be needing the ISBN barcodes, you would be needing the copyrights, the ownership certificates. We will assist you in getting them as well. We'll reach out to the Library of Congress. We'll apply for the necessary paperwork with United States Patent and Trade Office for you. And then concurrently while we are doing all of this, at the same time, we will sort of strategize and put in motion a strategic marketing campaign for you on social media. So when we are talking about formulating and strategizing a marketing campaign, we are basically focusing on brand awareness. So what are we trying to create a brand out of? We are trying to create a brand out of you. And obviously, the most focal part of that brand would be your book. So what we will do is that we will initiate paid and organic campaigns on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. We'll be sort of reaching out to known literary influencers who have their own outreach in their readership base. These people have their own podcast. They will be talking about your book. So basically what we are trying to achieve is involvement, a community engagement exercise where our own social media marketing teams will be serving you around the clock engaging the readership base to make you and your book known, okay? So this sustained campaign would basically last for 6 months. From the day you basically sign up with us, we will put this strategy in motion. It will take us about 2 weeks to get everything on board, and then in about 2 to 3 weeks' time, we'll start this campaign, okay? And as I said, this will basically continue to run for at least six months in the initial stage. And if you feel that this marketing campaign has served the purpose for you, we will even go ahead and extend it for you, okay? So once we are done with all of this, while we are actually doing this, we'll also come up with some brilliant ideas for your book cover design, the artwork, the layouts. We will create a lot of examples for you, which would be the best fit for your book. At the end of the day, you will be the judge of what we choose as a book cover for. I'll give you the ideas. At the same time, you are more than welcome to share some ideas with me as well as to what you think would be the most profound, the most captivating and eye-catching artwork and design for your book cover, okay? Then comes the stage of publishing the book. So what usually happens is that there are numerous platforms on which your book can be published, and I'm sure you already know that. You know, the most go-to platform is Amazon Kindle. Then we have Barnes & Noble. Then we have Google Books. Then we have Apple iBooks. So these are the four platforms that are part of the package. So when we say publishing the book, so what usually happens is that once the manuscript is completed, once we meet all the literary standards of Amazon and Barnes & Noble and all the rest of the platforms, we put up the book for publishing. So initially, the book will be available for sale in a downloadable ebook version. There is a price range of it. The retail price for an ebook can range from anywhere between $8.99 to $12.99. So basically, you set the price for your own book, okay? We'll go ahead and create all your accounts on Amazon, on Barnes & Noble, on Google Books and Apple iBooks. We'll do some marketing on Amazon Author Central page for you as well. Okay, so what we will basically do is in the Amazon circle, as you know, Amazon has millions of titles of book cover, you know, currently being sold and read, and the target audience, the readership base is immense. It's vast. So Amazon has created its own Amazon Author Central page where the author gets to interact with a range of target audiences. So a lot of people will be coming over there, will be harnessing, you know, the advantages of search engine optimization on Google as well as Amazon Author Central, okay? So your book goes on sale. Since we would have been doing marketing, the pre-sales marketing for your book, so you would have already been known by then. So people would basically flock to Amazon, Kindle, Barnes & Noble. They'll go ahead and purchase your ebook in a downloadable form. The book is downloaded. So the pricing structure, the way it works out is that if you say put up your ebook for sale at a price of say $13.99, so Amazon and all the rest of the platform, they basically charge a percentage in lieu of services. So you are using the platform and they are providing you the services by way of selling your book. So the range of those services can be anywhere between 20 to 21%. So $14.99 is the price of the downloadable version of your ebook. Amazon and Barnes & Noble, they basically take out their commission, their service and charges, and the rest of the sales proceeds are basically accredited into your account. So when we create your accounts on Amazon and all the rest of the platform, you would also be required to share your banking details with them. So automatically, your sales proceeds minus the service charges by the platforms, by the retailers, the rest of the sales proceeds, they will basically land in your own bank account. So that would allow you to basically track and monitor your own sales and you know, from an accounting purpose as well. And at the same time, we'll be sharing the critical graphs and charts with you to show you, you know, how your sales have been doing, how much revenue has been, you know, these books are churning out for you. So as I said earlier, the sustained campaign you know, our after-sales support, you know, would last for a full 6 months. So that's basically about a month before the book gets published and 5 months thereafter, okay? And here I would also like to add that there's a common misconception that people confuse us, the book writing services, with publishing houses. So what publishing houses usually do is, you know, they sign a long-term contract with you. They do all the marketing. They do all the legwork. You know, they do all the outreach. They go ahead and publish the book. And in return, what they want is that they want royalties. And those royalties can range from anywhere from 10 to 15 years till perpetuity. So the book writing companies like us, we basically do not charge any royalties. We do not charge any commissions on future sales. So what I basically charge from you today is what I make. That's it. So nothing after that, after the book is published, you have the sole propriety on the book. Everything belongs to you. So whatever money you make from whatever other channels you make the money from, that money, the sales proceeds, they belong to you and you alone. Any questions that you have, sir?
Yeah, I don't understand the cost for one thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What is it going to cost me to take it to the point where I can go on, or my grandmother can go on Amazon and mm-hmm. find my little book and order a hard copy?
Okay. Your book will be available for sale, actually, in three forms: the ebook, the paperback, and the hardback. Now, what usually happens is, if, say, your grandmother, she goes ahead and orders a hardback, Amazon will print the hardback for her. They will print the hardback. They will ship the hardback to your grandmother on her mailing address, wherever it is. Okay.
Right. Print on demand. Got it.
Yeah. So you are not basically printing the books. I am not printing the book. Amazon is the one.
I get that.
Will be printing the book for you.
So what is it going to cost?
Okay.
To get from you mm-hmm. and I saying hello to the point where my grandmother could order it.
Mm-hmm. So you're talking about which cost are you talking about, Tom?
Whatever it costs to put the text and the photographs to where they can be printed,
okay.
to put together the artwork to get the cover,
yes,
and back covers and.
So this entire package, the entire services that we have just talked about, we have shared ideas on, this will cost you $2,000. That includes all editing, unlimited revisions, formatting, proofreading, developmental editing, designing your book layout cover, getting all your ownership certificates, getting all the ISBN, doing all the expansion in the writing, compiling all the photographs, making it into a publishable form, okay? And it also includes complete social media marketing for 6 months, community engagement, brand awareness, literary influences. So $2,000 would basically include everything from start to finish. And most importantly, you will be getting after-sales services and support for 6 months.
Okay. And
mm-hmm.
So once the book is out there, the only you guys are out of the financial picture. You only support what
exactly.
goes on, and
so
the rest is paying.
Our role will be will solely be of support. Anything needed, you feel that that this book might entail some more revisions. We can always pull out the book. We can always pull it out of publication, do some more revisions, and then put it up for sale. Just giving an example. I'm not saying that can happen.
Yeah.
But sometimes, usually happens is when books go up for sale, say, for instance, your grandmother, she orders a book, she reads it. She says, Tom, I think so this part could have been done a little bit better. Or, you come across a critique who might say, hey, Tom, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, the text is set.
Mm-hmm.
It's immutable. The poetry is written and it's
mm-hmm.
done and it's safe. Ain't nobody gonna change that part.
Okay.
The photographs.
Okay.
I have my notion of which photographs I like and what they look like. I'm happy for
mm-hmm.
someone to kibitz a little.
We'll do that for you, sir.
Mm-hmm. But I've got a. As a matter of fact, I'd be happy to send you
mm-hmm.
Two or three examples of what. or what the inside of the book might look like. Mm-hmm. As an example, if you would like to see where we're going, then
I would love to.
Then the can rest.
Can I get your email address, please?
Yes, my email is smithtf, S-M-I-T-H-T as in Thomas, F as in Frank, smithtf at swbell.net.
Let me run that by you one more time, Mr. Smith. So that's Smith, your last name, T as in Tango, F as in Frank, at swbell.net, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes,
so
sir.
What I'm going to go ahead and do, Mr. Smith, I'm going to go ahead and send you an introductory email, which basically will summarize everything that we have discussed today, okay? And I'll also send you a draft of a non-disclosure agreement that we always sign, always ask us clients to sign. So that would basically entail us to sort of be the custodian of your manuscript. Okay, and not disclose your identity at all, because you don't want people to know that, you know, you avail the services of ghostwriter in any form or in any way. And I will also share a draft contract with you, services contract, so you can take a look at it. Okay, and if you wish to have any changes made to that contract, I would be happy to do it. Okay, and in turn, in response to my email, you can share some examples of the writing and pictures that it would allow me to take a look at it. I'll discuss it with my team as to what would be the best course of action moving forward. Okay?
Okay, and that's fine. I'm happy to show you. So it's, as I mentioned, it's a moral story. So there's a the plot goes on through a number of birds, and then another bird says, "No, you've done this all wrong. Here is how you treat other people," which is the moral value. So it takes a change at the end that people may not be, I hope they're not expecting, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I'll send you some of the first part, and you can see how it starts out, and we'll go from there, huh?
Okay.
So send me your email. I'll look forward to receiving it.
Perfect. So when should I call you back then, Mrs. Smith?
Let's correspond by email next.
Okay, perfect. So let me just go ahead and shoot that email out to you, and then I look forward to your response, okay?
Wonderful. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, sir. All right. Thank you for your time. Have a good day, sir. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.